Welcome to Tales from the Crypt Season 3, Bigger, Badder, and Stickier. By joining us today, you have been officially upgraded to Crit Cat status. So welcome to the club. Tales from the Crit is an actual play podcast where we focus on smaller story arcs from some of your favorite RPGs, as well as some of the less known or obscure ones. We also play some highly narrative tabletop board games and also some micro RPGs. All of those feature a revolving cast of players, so you're going to see a lot of variety there. And as always, I am your host and your Crit Keeper, Riley Groves. We're so glad to have you here with us today. Now let's get into the episode. Content warnings can be found in the description. Two Tales from the Crypt. I am Riley, and at the table I've got Rebecca.
Hello.
Derek.
Hi.
And Connor.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we're getting back into White Box. I've been searching for our Ultimate RPG Campfire card deck for, like, we'll say 3 hours. It's been about 6 minutes. I can't find it, so we're just going to jump into the episode and continue on playing White Box. Sound good?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Why don't you guys remind everybody who you're playing?
Well, I'm playing Aurora. I'm an elf cleric, and I'm a level 5.
Awesome.
I am playing Russor. I am a thief, a dwarven thief, and I am also a level 5.
All right.
And I am playing Truck, a level 5 human fighter.
Awesome. And where we left off with you guys just going into the old hermit's house. Where he's inside, and he shuffles over. He's hunched and his, like, very gaunt. His robes hang off his body. He's got a very earthy smell to him. His cabin isn't gross, but it is definitely dirt-floored and lacking many amenities, but he does make his way over to a boiling teapot.
I would love some tea, if you didn't mind.
What did you put in there?
It's a delicious grass tea.
See, I told you guys, the grass. I'd love to try some.
The trick is to mix it with lavender and some honeysuckle.
So other grass.
More than one grass, yes.
More than one grass, okay. Mm-hmm.
Grass and flower, my favorite.
Hey.
He shuffles over and grabs some clay cups off a shelf nearby and begins to pour 4 cups of tea.
This is much better than the one I made.
I've had a lot of practice. So sit down and let's talk about why you're here.
Yes, we are here because we heard that you can bring people back from the dead.
That is the idea, although I can't just do it. I have discovered how, through many now months of research, and I believe that I have figured out a way.
So have you done it before?
No, I haven't, but I've been searching for a while now. You know, I lost my niece recently, in the last 2 years. I guess it's been not recent anymore. And she was very helpful to me, and I would want her to come back and live a nice long life and take over my little hut or sell it or whatever when I die. But it's very hard to be an old man by himself.
I can imagine.
You see, I'm not very strong these days, so I was hoping to bring her back. And I researched and spent all of the savings that I had, which wasn't much, to discover the information that I did.
So, we could certainly help you.
That would be tremendous.
Important question. Do you need a body? Because, like, we don't have...
No.
One.
All you need is something valuable that the, well, that the person perceived was valuable, something that they resonated with in order to bring them back. No physical bodies are necessary, although I do have my nieces. In a way, she's buried out back. It is, she's not, but I have her locket, which I was planning on using, and he holds up a tarnished brass locket.
So even though her body is in the backyard, you don't need it. The locket's enough?
Yes, I just had nowhere else to bury her.
Okay, because we have a friend who we would also, or which we thought we were, you were going to help us find him.
Oh.
From the other side.
I did find it was kind of peculiar that you guys just showed up here talking about the same thing that I've needed. However, I don't have a way to pay you for helping me get my niece back. But if it's sufficient, I can supply you with the information, and then we can get your friend back after we bring my niece back. That is all that I have to offer.
Does that sound like a good offer, Russer?
I think that sounds reasonable.
Okay. He knows a lot of stuff, so I believe him. How about you, Aurora?
I think it's a great idea, especially if we do his family first to make sure that it works. I say privately where the old man can't hear me.
That makes sense.
I'm a little concerned that it's only been a few months that he's been working on this. I'm going to guess about 2 years. That's pretty quick.
Well, it's better than nothing.
I'm willing to try it, but glad we're testing it out on somebody else first.
Okay, so what do you need us to do?
Well, there's an artifact that bestows the power upon its wielder. It's called a gem heart.
Hmm.
And I know where it is, but I don't know what it would take to get there. One other fellow did help me at one point. I sent him to a large cemetery where I believe the artifact to be kept in a crypt of an old family named the Nazirs. However, he went to where the location of the cemetery is, and he found an arch that said that the cemetery was there. But there was no graves or anything that he could see. So I don't know if he actually went or what.
Well, perhaps we'll see him on the way.
Oh, he came back and told me that there was nothing there. I hope you don't see him on the way. I don't care if you do or don't. That was a number of months ago now.
What was his name? What should we do if we do see him?
His name.
Was it Jeff? Because we met a Jeff in the woods.
It's a very popular name in this area.
It's become popular. See, when I lived in the town, the name Jeff was not very popular.
Hmm.
In fact, only idiots had the name Jeff. I don't believe it was Jeff. I wouldn't hire a Jeff.
Okay.
That's good. I wouldn't have hired this guy either.
Okay.
So you made a good choice.
Yes, his name was Star something. I can't remember.
Star something. Got it.
I don't think it's important.
Oh, okay.
He took several of my last pieces of copper and told me to go expletive myself.
Oh. Well, if we see him, we'll get your copper back. Fuck Jeff.
That's not necessary. And once again, his name wasn't Jeff.
Well, it might as well be, it seems.
Okay. So, I could show you the way, but I would need a map if you had one, so I could mark it on there.
Here is my map.
Excellent. This is a funny map. Why does it have my house and an X next to it?
Because we needed to know how to get here. Someone else drew that.
Well, that's odd.
Maybe that was Star something who had the map.
Maybe it was.
All right, well, here, let me see. And he takes your map. He scratches an X mark in just the kind of beginnings of a mountain pass, and he hands it back to you.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. There, the cemetery should be. From what I've read, it's quite extravagant. I don't know what star... Maybe it was Bright.
Seems a little on the nose.
I don't remember. Anyways, that's where he said that the archway was, but there was no cemetery attached. But I also, at great cost, got the key to the Nazia family crypt. And he holds out a onyx key that has a simple leather loop through it and reaches it towards the three of you. I believe you'll need this to get into the crypt where the gem heart is located.
Well, thank you for this. I'll take the key. What'd you say, onyx?
Yes.
That's a weird key. I've never seen one like that.
It is. From my studies, I've learned that the Nazir family is one of the oldest ones in the cemetery, perchance maybe even the oldest altogether. They died out quite some time ago, though, from my understanding. So maybe it's just old, but like way older than me.
That's got to be old, because, I mean, you look pretty old.
I'm 83, yeah.
Oh, that's quite young.
He can't even remember. It's been so long.
It might be young to an elf, but yes, to a human, I can't remember.
About how far north? How many days travel by foot? We didn't bring horses, because I didn't understand map scale.
I haven't used a map to that kind of effect in quite some time. I don't travel much anymore. Maybe 2 days. Maybe if you're slow, 3 days.
All right, sounds doable.
Maybe we can run and do it in one day.
Perhaps. You'd be stronger than me.
Are you going to carry me?
I could try. You've never let me before.
And we won't be now.
Okay.
I've heard you dwarves are excellent sprinters. They're wasted on long distance.
That's accurate.
Ah, my reading has done me well then.
Well, is there anything we need? Any other things we need to head north?
Nothing that I can furnish. Although if you'd like some tea, I can put some in a little satchel.
Okay.
Do you have a little satchel?
No, I don't.
I can just hold it in my hands.
Okay. And he goes over and he grabs a handful of this tea that looks like it's got lavender, grass, maybe some honeysuckle in it, and puts it in your hand.
Okay. And then I'll mix this with my own grass later. All right, guys. Let's go.
Don't get any dust in that.
It'll just add to the flavor. He said the more stuff you put in, the better.
I didn't say that. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks again.
I look forward to seeing you all again.
As do we. With the item.
The gem heart.
Yes.
It's surprising. You didn't even ask what it looked like or anything, but...
I feel like we'll know it when we see it.
Do you know what it looks like?
It's kind of a red, precious stone kind of looking amulet. It's surrounded by gold inlays, and the stone itself is quite murky. It's not clear like you would expect.
Okay, a murky stone.
But yes, it should be quite evident. I mean, how many magical amulets can you run into in a cemetery?
Not just in the cemetery, beyond wherever the funky key leads, right?
I suppose, yes. I didn't even think about that.
Although, if there were going to be a lot of funky stones, they might all be behind a place you need a key to get into. That's...
I assume it goes to, like, a mausoleum.
That would make the most sense.
Well, okay, then. Anyway.
And the old man goes back to a table that he has outside of his hut, and you just hear a mortar and pestle grinding together as you guys walk through the clearing.
Okay. Two-day walk.
We walked all that way to get here just for this guy to tell us he's never done this before?
Yeah, that was a little weird. And what are you both complaining about? I'm the one who has to walk twice the distance.
I wasn't so much complaining. Anyway, are we ready to head out?
I feel like I can do anything after drinking that grass tea. Let's go.
Off we go. We head north.
The path north is not nearly as traveled as the one even to the Hermit's House, which was also not well traveled. It's very overgrown. A pathway at all is barely able to be seen.
Russer, try this. And I just start sticking pieces of tea in your mouth. You can just chew it. You don't even need to mix it with water.
Stop it, you freaking feckin'
weirdo. Wait, you gotta get one of the flowers, too. Take the flower. Take the flower.
Don't be putting feckin' flowers in my mouth. I'll put a rock in yours.
If you could jump that high.
All right. Somebody give me a roll of a d6.
Oh, no one rolled one of those.
It's a one.
Excellent. As you continue to move north towards where the cemetery is, you guys talk about tea for quite some time before, Russell, you look down and there's clearly no path. And you begin to look around and there's definitely no path that's visible to you right now. It seems you guys have wandered off the trail.
Have we been paying attention to where we're supposed to go on the map? Because there's no trail here.
I've just been following you.
I've been following you.
I'm just walking straight north. They said it was north, and it looks pretty north on the map. And when I see a mountain, I'm going to take a slight left. West, some might call it.
Some might.
Well, we might as well just keep going forward.
Well, okay then.
I mean, I don't see anything except forests everywhere I look, I don't think.
Is it starting to get dark yet? Like, in the woods dark?
Yeah, well, let's see. We've established that it's springtime, and you're at the hermit's house around noon. So, making it, we'll say, like, right beginning to be evening, like 4 o'clock.
Just when you start to notice the shadows changing. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what I was imagining.
Well, since we're kind of off the track, at this point, I think we should take some time to get our bearings and maybe set up camp for the evening, find something to eat, and start a fire, clear a little space.
Yeah, that makes sense to me, I think.
I know it'll add to our trip a little bit, but I think it's worth it at this point.
We'll just get up earlier tomorrow and head out.
Hey, you, tall boy. Go to the top of the tree and see what you can see.
Okay, put out your hands real quick.
Put out my hands real quick.
And I just drop the remaining bits of tea into your hands.
Is there any liquid left, or is it just like the...
No, it's just the dry.
It was all the dry tea.
Any liquid is just from truck.
Well, I guess I'll go start a fire.
Okay, I'm going to climb to the top of this tree.
Okay.
Or at least I'm going to attempt to.
Sure, give me a dex save.
A 19.
Perfect. You
like this die.
Are able to pick the largest tree in the area, and you scale up pretty effortlessly as high as you can go to look around. And when you get to the top, you can see the general direction of the mountains is still well in front of you, but still north, so you know you're heading in the right direction. But as you scan kind of the immediate area, you do see a medium-ish size body of water only a few hundred yards from your camp. Or where you're going to set up your camp right now.
Does the water look like it is coming from the mountains? Like if we went over to it, could we then follow it up towards the mountains?
You don't see any inlets. It just looks like a regular lake or a small lake.
A lake or a
large
pond.
Large pond, yeah.
All right. I'm going to kind of start shimmying down the tree and then just drop from further than I think.
I'm on the ground. Aurora!
Yeah?
What do you think of this spot over here?
I think it looks pretty great.
I'm kicking brush and ground leaves and stuff into a pile in a small clearing in between a couple trees.
Thump.
Kind of looks like it has a decent smoke outlet for the canopy.
Guys, there's a there's like water, a thing, like you could swim in it.
A pool?
Nearby.
A lake?
A bath?
Yeah, a lake or something like
that. Oh, okay.
I didn't see it going anywhere, but it's not too far. If we want to move our camp over there, we can maybe get some water from that to make the tea.
It's not a bad idea, Truck.
Why don't you just carry the water if it's not that far?
Because my hands can only hold so much.
Okay, we'll pick up all this stuff I got for the fire and carry it down there.
I'm going to keep kicking at the pile.
Okay, yes, get more stuff.
Kicking it in the right direction towards the water.
Towards the water, you're going to kick the pile of leaves a couple hundred yards north.
Yeah, Aurora's tired. She doesn't feel like helping too much. Okay. But it looks like she's doing a lot.
Just scoop up a big, huge arm full of just small sticks and leaves and pieces of brush.
Just pick up a piece of log, put it on my shoulder. Okay, show me where the water is.
And we just start heading in the direction that I believe the water to be.
Okay. You do a fine job navigating it. And a little time later, you guys arrive and see the body of water that he was talking about.
Hmm. Very nice, Chuck. Good job.
All right. Here's the spot. And I throw all the sticks down and start kicking them into a pile.
And as you do, a glint of light from the middle of the lake catches your eyes.
Ooh, shiny. Guys, there's something in there.
In the lake?
Something. I mean, it just shined over here. The sun's not even that high anymore. I don't know.
Well, do you swim? Should we? We don't have a boat.
I haven't tried. How deep could it be?
It is a lake. So, everybody, deep enough?
Everybody make me a perception check.
18.
15.
I'm guessing you don't save. What's your saving throw?
Oh, 10.
4 is less than a 10.
Yep.
Truck and Aurora, your guys' eyes see what the light is glinting off of in the middle of the lake, and there is a pale hand holding up a sword that has got the last bit of sunlight gleaming off its edge, raised in the middle of the lake.
Wow, it looks like a sword raised up in the middle of the lake. Good thing I brought these binoculars.
That was a good thinking.
Yeah, I don't usually bring them with me. We should probably try to get that.
Russar is just going to glance over to what they're looking at and go right back to making a fire. They said water and he could care less.
All right. Should we try and get it tonight or should we try wait for the morning?
If you two want to go splashing around while I make tea, go for it.
Okay. I'm gonna go into the water.
All right. Can you make me a dex save?
Yes. First, I'm just going to try and walk, you know, in a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It's almost as soon as you get a few feet in.
I got a 6.
Is a 6 less than your saving throw?
Oh, yes, it is.
As soon as you get a few steps into the lake, it feels like everything that is touching the water is burning.
Ah! Ah! It's hot! It burns!
And you take 3 HP acid damage.
It's just a bath!
Oh, I'm running away. I'm getting out of there.
Aurora, how filthy was he? He's like, did he start melting in there? Just the dirt?
Well, you know, I dipped my toe in and it was pretty toasty in there. I guess a boat it is. Can we make one?
Wait, you dipped your toe in and then let him go in anyway?
I dipped after he started freaking out. I was just curious.
Did you say 4 or 3 HP?
3. God darn it. It could be 4 if you wanted it to be.
No, I'm good. Good. All right. 3's friendly.
Could we make a boat?
I mean, you could probably make a raft.
On a mole scale, how acidic is that?
I mean, he went in it and burned up pretty quick.
I mean, I do have this cloak of protection.
Like a 4.
Gives me a +3 AC. And it makes my saving throw have a +3.
You also have additional... is it to poisons? Is it to acid and poison?
That's a different one. That's a different one. It's poison and paralysis.
Mine is to death and poison saves.
But my cloak of protection gives me a +3 to my saving throw and +3 to my AC.
Can I roll my D6 to find trap, passage, etc.?
Excedrin?
To find it if it's a trap?
It says I have keen detection. 1d6 to find trap, passage, etc. 1 through 4 searched. 1 and 2 pass by. It's one of my traits for being a thing. A dwarf.
I won't make you roll for it because there's no, like, trap mechanism associated with it. So
I didn't know if there's also a passageway to go with it, or a door, or a trigger, or something like that.
Nope, you find nothing.
Okay.
Everything around here just seems natural.
Okay.
I don't know if this is going to be good water to make the tea with. It's spicy.
But it's already hot.
at this point, I feel like the fire should be going a little bit. I'm going to walk down with a little thing to get water, and I'm going to scoop it up and just see what happens. Not, you know, just scoop it into a little cup and see.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what's the cup made of?
Earth. I'm guessing it would either be tin or wood.
You tell me.
Probably tin. He's a dwarf.
The tin begins to melt.
I just let go of it and go, nope. That is not going to be good for tea. That is not good at all.
Yeah, now that I was paying attention, I see that that wouldn't be good to drink. Yes. Sorry, you just lost your mug.
I'll make another one.
I'm very mad at this body of water. I'm going to shoot it with my crossbow.
Okay.
17 to hit.
I mean, yeah, the water has an AC of 0, I guess. Oh. So,
take that.
So good 15. Where do you aim when you shoot it?
Towards the shiny thing.
Towards the shiny thing? Okay. You just watch your arrow sink into the water. Oh. And out of sight.
Yep. Okay. I do feel a little better, though.
However, because you did roll so well, a few seconds later, you see the arrow shaft float to the top of the acid.
Oh, it didn't harm the wood?
I'm going to look out over the water and look to see if it...
Huh. What does that mean, Russer? It came back up.
Well, it probably means that a tree would probably survive the trip out.
Do you think any of these trees are tall enough that we could just cut one down and have a bridge?
Probably not, but that's up for the lumberjack to find out. You and I need to find water.
Oh, that is true. I don't have any on me.
I'm suggesting that truck go cut down a few trees and gather some stuff like that for possibly a makeshift raft. And you and I should try and locate water so we don't die, since apparently we didn't bring any. Not in my inventory.
That would have been smart, but yes, I will look around. Do I roll to find water?
Sure, roll me 1d6.
Oh, that was a d20. 2.
1.
The two of you wander off. Do you go together or in separate directions?
I mean, I would check in separate directions, but not be terribly, you know, try not to be out of yelling distance.
Okay. You guys search around, but you're getting a little far from camp without finding any water. Truck, what are you doing?
I'm wandering around the campsite area looking for trees that are, you know, big enough that I can push over or break the bases up with my Morning Star to either try and find something that's big enough that I can throw into the water at the shiny thing, or maybe, you know, lash together with smaller parts of the trees to make some sort of raft.
Okay. You can find any type of tree that you're looking for. You're in the woods, so finding the right trees doesn't take too long.
I'm just taking all the trees. He's not very... has no discernment. He's like, this is a tree. Yep, you can come with me.
Okay. And as you get back to camp, Russer and Aurora are not back yet.
Okay. Hope they didn't fall in the water. No. No, I'm going to wait here. I'm just going to keep getting more stuff.
Okay.
Gonna keep looking.
Yeah, I'll look one more time.
Okay.
That's a 1.
Jesus. Mine was a 1, too. I'm not using that dice anymore.
Okay. 2 ones. Without straying too far from camp, you guys can still see the smoke rising. And you can hear just the thud of trees being set down continuously. But you don't find any springs.
I will head back to camp.
Yeah, I'm going to as well.
Okay.
Well, that was unsuccessful.
Yeah, I did not find anything.
Well, I got all these big trees and some of these smaller ones, and I'm, you know, just trying to tie them together. I can, you know, maybe just poke the shiny thing, or someone who's got balance can try and paddle out there.
That's a good idea. I'm sure we could find a stick long enough to, like...
I got a lot of sticks here.
Yeah.
There's a lot. Watch your step, though.
I'm going to take a second to arrange the logs that he has in an order that makes a little more sense for a raft.
Okay. You didn't like me putting all the big ones in the middle?
No. No, if you do it this way, put it here, here, and here, with all the little ones in the bottom, it should hold us up so we don't get our feet eaten.
Mm. Okay. I believe you.
So just for reference, the shiny thing is about 60 feet out into the water.
Okay, so I'm not stringing together enough trees to just poke it from here.
No, I guess not. What does the surface of this lake look like? Is it one that has a little turbulence to it, or is it mostly calm? Is it?
It's pretty calm. It has some flow to it, but not like, they're not waves.
Okay.
Have we seen any birds or fish
in the lake?
In around the lake or around
there.
The lake?
There are some around in the woods, but I guess noticeably not in the water.
Okay.
Another question. What does everybody have for food?
I had a handful of dry tea. What happened to that?
It's on the rock over there next to the fire, waiting for water.
Oh, okay. Well, we might just have to eat that.
I thought Riley said before that we had our rations. We were just
you were provisioned pretty well.
Yeah.
So I won't say that you guys... Like, if you guys want to be starving and without food, that's up to you guys.
Okay, I just didn't write down anything.
Like, yeah, I didn't. We didn't go into too much detail. But this is only, like, day four of your journey, technically, so...
Okay. So we do have a little bit of food and...
Yeah. Oh, I have a bunch of dried meats.
Water. It'd last longer if we could supplement it with what we had. That's what I was expecting to do.
Oh, I forgot I have two water bladders on me here. Would you like some? I was wondering why I was so heavy.
Yeah, I break into some of our provisions and start getting water and food prepared.
Okay.
I'm going to have some glorp.
Okay. Definitely an elvish food.
Yeah.
I'm eating my dried tea and then...
Don't eat. I hand him a cup that I've made. I'm like, I made you some. You don't have to eat it.
Oh. Yeah, this is much better. Always looking out for me, Russer. You're a great guy.
I have to. You wouldn't make it if it wasn't for the rest of us. And you're great at making whatever that thing is.
It's rafts.
Question. Did you ever cut the tops of the trees off? Or is there just, like, at a certain point, they just start to taper off?
Yeah, no, I just pulled them. Some of them are broken a little bit, but nothing is cut. I have a morning star as my... There are certain parts of the trees that are, like, smashed a little bit.
It makes it more rustic.
Mm-hmm. Some have, branches. Like, large amounts of roots and branches attached to the end.
Excellent.
Oh, boy. Well... Eat up, because we've got to take care of this early, so we can move on. You said the mountains were still to the north?
Well, look, this one's got some eggs, and there's a nest in this piece of raft.
Oh, lovely. It'll go well with breakfast.
But yes, the mountains were still north.
I'm going to scoop that nest up and put it back in the tree. Sorry, Russer. I know you wanted the eggs for breakfast, but...
It'll be all right.
I don't want you to crack it open and see, like... More than you wanna.
Nothing will get to them up there.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be there in the morning.
Not for us, no. Anyway, ready, truck?
I'm ready for anything, but mostly I'm ready for bed.
Oh.
Oh, I thought we were gonna push the raft out.
Oh, no, I was gonna do that in the daylight.
Oh, okay.
I agree. I don't have dark vision, and I...
Oh, I forgot you can't see what I can see.
Now I just see the scary water.
Mine doesn't say I have dark vision, but I'm saying so.
Yeah.
I'm going to go find a comfy rock to eat my rations and eat my rations and fall asleep on.
You find the comfiest rock in the bunch.
I'm sleeping on the raft.
Hmm. And Aurora, you're staying up.
Yeah, I think we said I don't sleep, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
You watch as the moon rises, and you can see the light glinting off this, the moonlight now glinting off the sword, still in the middle of the lake. And morning comes. You guys are pretty deep in the woods, so no more prying eyes come to see what you're up to this night.
That's the best night of sleep I've gotten since we left town.
Russar's going to wake up as soon as the birds start chirping in the morning. Stoke the fire, get it going again. Boil a little bit of water. Make the rest of Truck's tea. Have that with everybody.
Well there, Captain. Are you ready to set sail?
Oh, I'm ready. I've latched together like two or three of the skinnier trees in a very long fashion.
Okay.
To use as like, you know, a pole to push the raft out. Nice. And hopefully
all right.
Poke at the stick, the sword.
All right. We'll give you a good push.
So it's
oh, I thought we were going with him.
Oh, are we? Okay.
Yeah, I was going to roll a stump into the center of it and stand on top of it.
All three of you are setting off on this raft.
Sure.
Okay. You push it off into the water, and it floats, and you're able to use your stick as a gondola. It sinks in pretty deep into the mud and muck on the bottom, stirring it up, and you see small pieces of foliage rise to the top before falling again.
So, like, it's just stirring up the bottom of the...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's pretty mucky down there.
Gross.
Let's, try not to stir too much stuff up as we get closer to the sword so I can see it, I guess.
Yeah, you guys don't melt or sink in as you approach the sword being held by the pale arm in the middle.
And this pale arm with the sword is, like, 60 feet down, or no? It was 60 feet out into the lake.
It's 60 feet out into the lake, so you guys are basically in the middle of the lake.
All right.
Now.
Awesome. So how far down can I poke it with the stick?
Are you you're poking the arm? Or the sword? Or what lies beneath?
What lies beneath? I'm going underneath. I'm poking, like, you know... I can see just the arm and the hand. I'm trying to poke in like the shoulder area
or
something, I guess. Yes, the armpit.
Okay. You poke down into the water with the stick and you feel a definite resistance where you would expect it to be.
Okay.
Does it feel sturdy?
It does. I didn't think about how we were going to retrieve the sword.
All right. I draw a little loop around the arm and pull the raft right up next to it and kind of tie it off so we're not drifting.
Okay, you are now tied to the arm.
Okay, so we're tied to the arm. I'm going to try and push away and see if I can pull like with the raft, and we're lassoed to this arm now.
I'm going to see if we can get the sword out of it.
Or is the...
Yeah,
that's what we were here for.
Grab pull it? The sword, yeah.
All right.
You guys are probably about level with the sword at this point, being on a raft.
So it's
sticking up, like, kind of out of the water.
Yeah. So you're, like, that. Just past the elbow up is holding this sword. Now, it is a little bit longer than a regular arm.
Right.
And then the sword is being held up into the air.
In my head, I was thinking that the whole sword arm structure was submerged by at least, like, 10 feet, and that we were, like, kind of seeing it in the water.
Oh, no, it is sticking up above the surface of the water. Sorry.
That was my misinterpretation.
How big is the sword now that we are right next to it?
It's a one-handed sword.
Okay, so it is.
So the statue holding it is giant, and the sword looks silly and small in its arms?
It's not, like, silly and small. It looks...
It would be compared to the statue, though.
It's a one-handed sword for the statue.
Yes, exactly. Sure.
Okay.
It's not a small sword. It's not gigantic. Okay. Like, any one of you could wield this sword and have it be regular. It's not... I didn't say it was a giant statue.
Well, the water's deep. The arms stick it out. I figured it's got to be a pretty big statue.
All right. Well, guys, I tried to tickle it. It's not letting go, so I'm just going to try and pry this sword right out of its hands.
As you approach, along the blade is the inscription, "Only the worthy."
Truck can't read too well.
Okay.
Truck going for it.
Guys, there's stuff over here. Do you want to look at it before I just yank this out?
Yeah, it says only the worthy.
Going for it.
Okay. Make me a strength check.
I got a 5.
You crank on this sword with all your might, and it feels like maybe it moved, but the end result is that you don't have a sword in hand.
Well, I loosened it up when you guys can try.
Get out of the way. I'm going to give it a try.
Roll with disadvantage.
Well, I rolled with advantage.
No, you rolled with disadvantage.
And I got a 7.
Okay.
Which was my roll.
You pull, and similarly, nothing happens.
Okay, I'll try. I got a... So I had a +3 to my saving throw. This is not a saving throw.
This is always... anything you throw is a saving throw.
Oh, well then 19.
You pull on the sword, and you pull it right out of the hand that is holding it.
It was easy, boys. You should have been able to do that.
Wow, you really yanked that one. Took it right out of there.
It's more about being gentle.
Everybody make me a dex save.
11. Which 19. Save.
19.
As you're saying that's easy, Aurora, the hand smashes onto your guys' raft and knocks you into the acid water.
Oh, fuck.
You take 2 acid damage.
All of us?
No, just her.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to try to scramble up onto the arm. Because it's out of the water?
It just hit the raft.
Okay.
Is it holding onto the raft? Like it's on there now?
Yes, this is split second sort of things. You fall in, and all of a sudden a second arm bursts out of the water and semi-submerges the end of you guys' raft as a creature pulls itself up out of the water. And it's a very gaunt, bony, white body, and it has just row after row of teeth, and its spine dissolves down into just a row of bones that is incredibly long.
As soon as she pulled the sword free, I was going to detach the rope. Detach the rope from the arm so we weren't totally...
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. From there, I'm going to hold on to my little log and hopefully I don't drown in acid.
Yeah, no one wants to drown in acid.
Yeah, let's make an initiative roll.
Yeah.
Mm. One person roll for the group.
A 20 or 6.
It's a... D6.
Oh,
jeez. Oh, jeez, Rick. As you guys are all kind of thrown off guard, Aurora, you're tossed into the water. This creature rears up, and then a second pair of arms unfolds. Russer and Truck. Both of you get hit as this thing reaches out with its claws smacking you. Truck, you're going to take 3. Russer, you're going to take 4 damage. Both of you also go ahead and make me a dexterity saving throw.
I failed. I got a 6.
I got an 8.
Is that 2 fails?
Yeah.
Okay. You're both knocked into the acid water.
Taking how much damage?
You're going to take 5. Russer, you're going to take 2. Aurora? What about you? What are you doing?
Try to scramble back up on...
Okay, you make me a dex save.
It's a 1.
Boy. You take 1 point of acid damage.
Okay.
Now it's your guys' turn.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely try to get back on the raft.
Okay, dex saves for getting back on the raft.
21.
I also try to get back on the raft. I got a 12.
19. Did everybody pass?
Yes.
Yes.
We'll call that your movement. Everybody's back on the raft, and you can still have an action.
I'm pushing the stick towards this thing to try and propel us away from it.
Okay.
I am going to fire a crossbow bolt down and in.
I'm also yelling, I'm sorry. No, we're sorry.
Aurora?
I'm going to slice at it with this new sword I got.
Okay. Cool. So, in turn order, Truck, you give me a strength.
18.
Okay. You're able to push a pretty good distance away from this thing quickly. Russer, give me your attack roll.
That's 20, right?
Yep.
12.
You fire a crossbow bolt.
Wait, no. 13. Sorry, 13.
13?
Yep, sorry.
You fire a crossbow bolt at this monstrosity, and it lodges into, like, where two vertebrae might meet on its spine, and it cries out. How much damage?
4.
Okay, and we'll say, sorry, Aurora, before truck pushes away completely, why don't you go ahead and make your attack roll? You said you wanted to attack with the sword, right?
Yeah.
Should have done that first, sorry.
11.
The sword that you're holding right now, you feel some power surge through you, and it is actually going to add a +3 to your roll.
On top of the +3 I already have?
It's not a saving throw. It's 2 attacks.
So you said they were all saving throws.
There's attacks or 2 hits. So on the bottom, there might be a plus on the very bottom right there.
Oh, I have a +1. So I only rolled a 9.
So a 10 +3.
So a 13.
You have a +1 to hit. So you add that to your roll, and then this sword's granting you a +3 to hit.
And to damage.
And to damage. So go ahead and roll me 1d6.
A 3.
That's 6 damage.
That is 6 damage. So as you and Russer attack it at the same time, and you stab it with this sword, and truck pushes off simultaneously, the thing lets out a shriek and quickly dives back under the water.
We're sorry, we're sorry, we're sorry.
Keep rowing.
Well, that was pretty close, boys.
Going as fast as I can.
Truck, how bad are you feeling?
I'm feeling as bad as I've ever felt.
Okay.
I'd say I'm feeling about as third good as I could be feeling.
Okay, let me try to heal you a little bit. 3d6 plus 3, that's only 4. Plus 3 is 7.
Can take that.
Nice. Our first healing spell of the game.
Mm-hmm. I don't have like spell slots or anything like in 5e.
Yes, you do.
Oh, but I think that was a potion because I wrote it under equipment.
That would be our extra healing potions.
Oh, good.
The spells I thought you could use like once per day, and then you had
once per sleep cycle.
You have
meditate to get them back in the morning.
Yes, but you have 2 first level spell slots, 2 second level spell slots, and 1 third level spell slot. And you have turn undead basically as a cantrip.
Every time I read cantrip, I think of
catnip,
and also caltrops. Are those caltrops ninjas dropped? Yeah.
Yep.
I think of those a lot.
And you guys make it back to the edge of the acid water.
Is that thing just hiding in the lake, or does it look like it's coming back for us with a vengeance?
You don't see any signs of it at the moment.
I loaded the crossbow and haven't taken my eyes off the surface of the water yet.
That was pretty scary, guys. My chainmail did not like falling in the water very much.
It looks very shiny.
It is a little bit cleaner now.
Yes, my legs are burnt to shit.
Parts of it are stuck to my skin, though.
I think my beard is shorter.
Oh, it looks a little, burnt on the ends, too.
Little pieces falling out.
It doesn't smell great.
That sword looked like that. It did a pretty nasty number to that thing, though.
It really did. This was a pretty handy sword. Would you like it?
Yeah, sure. Since you can't use, like, pointed weapons, right? You weren't using it. It was a reflexive action.
I panicked. And I happened to do okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you should have it, yes. You'll be better equipped to deal with this.
Truck, this is a +3 sword. And once a day, you can also take an extra attack.
Nice.
X-T-R-A-A-T-K. I immediately just start swinging it around above my head and stuff, making sha-sha-sha.
Using that extra attack tonight.
Russ is going to keep his head low and start breaking camp down. Nothing's coming out of that water.
Nothing's coming out immediately.
Russ, you don't have to duck. I don't think you're tall enough to get hit.
I don't trust that buffoon.
I'm going to throw all of the raft and extra logs and everything just back into the water, just pushing as much stuff in there.
And it floats out.
It was scary, guys. I don't ever want to mess with this lake again. That thing was big. Hopefully there's not more of them.
Well, hopefully they just stay in the acid water.
Where was that inscription?
It's on the sword.
It's on the sword? Okay.
You look, and there are words on the sword, although you can't determine what they mean.
I like this this shape the best?
It's a good shape. Is it the letter S?
Shouldn't be, because only the word that doesn't contain an S.
It's the O. Well, that was a much more exciting morning than I had thought we were going to have. Made it through the night without any fun visitors, but, you know, started the day off right.
It went about as I'd expected.
That's why I, you know, just always trust you so much, Russell. You always know exactly what's going to happen. You have an answer to every one of my questions.
I just really thought the raft was going to sink. So good job.
Well, I'm glad that you had enough faith that it wasn't to get on it.
Did you see I brought my own little one?
I thought that was just so you could see.
It did make a good seat.
All right. Well, if we're almost done with the camp, I think we should start just kind of heading north and not wait to see if anything comes out of this pond.
Yes, let's get far, far away from this infernal thing. I liked my camping spot a lot better than yours.
Well, from the top of the tree, I couldn't tell that this lake was not drinking water. My mistake.
Aurora, as you're the only one not in this conversation, go ahead and make me a perception check.
21.
You see, rising from the lake, an arm that's holding onto a sword, and the light begins to glint off of it.
Is it in the same spot?
It is.
Guys, there's another sword? It looks like it's just going to keep replacing these swords.
Out of would character, that is initially what I thought.
Would you like another one, big boy?
We already sent our raft out.
I got rid of all the stuff. I only got two hands. Do you want one? I might be able to throw you out there to get it.
Didn't like me?
Well, if we're not going for it, should we just leave?
Yes.
Okay.
Swiftly.
It's definitely a sword this time too, right? It's the same sword?
It's a sword. Okay. I don't know if you can tell it's the same sword from here.
This one is the sword for bad turtles.
My elf eyes can see it.
I mean, you see well, and the sun glints off it really
and
nicely.
I have my binoculars.
Do you have binoculars?
I said that.
You didn't say that I had binoculars. Okay. You look out, but you do not see an inscription on this sword.
Well, that looks like it's just for anybody.
Maybe there's just a bunch of people who tried to grab whatever they were holding at first, and so they just have a bunch of stuff down there from
maybe
folks who didn't make it.
Trying to get rid of some stuff, yeah. It's cluttered down there.
You sure you didn't see an inscription saying something like, for the eh, so I could use it?
I can't see from here, but I don't think so.
Well, let's get going.
I'll lead the way. I got this new sword that I can I can blaze the path with. Slice, slice, slice.
I just imagine you running to every little twig, branch, tiny bush that, like, happens to be in our way and just making us, like, a square cut.
But if you turn around, it's perfectly manicured behind us. It looks great.
All right, Truck, you're in the lead, so go ahead and roll me a d6 for navigation, please.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm going to roll this ugly one. A 2.
You guys don't manage to find the path again that you were looking for. However, you do send trucks scrambling up several trees, and you are still moving the general direction north.
And we've made a hell of a path for anyone who's coming this way in the future.
Yeah, anybody that gets lost at the Acid Lake will find a nice way somewhere. Truck, go ahead and give me another navigation roll. Check.
A 1.
Nice.
That's Truck's navigating.
Aurora and Russer, you guys may get the feeling that Truck has been leading you around in circles when you come
into guys, I found the path.
Manicured, square cut, freshly cut path.
Do we come to a T? Do we make a T intersection? We just looped around.
And you come and you can definitely see that this is, you know, a path that you guys have swathed.
Can I subtly try to help Truck so that he feels like he's doing it? But
sure.
16.
All right, we'll call it a charisma check.
Yay. Truck, let's try this way over here.
Okay. I'm going to turn my body just a little bit this way. And just start slicing through the woods that way.
Aurora, do you want to make the navigation check?
Sure.
It's a D6.
Oh. Just one?
Just one.
It's a 5.
All right.
Yay.
By the time nightfall comes, you guys have come across the path that isn't yours, and does have some markings similar to the one that you were traveling on when you first left.
I think we're making great progress. I don't know why Aurora wanted to just change directions entirely back there. Now we're on this different path. Russer, what do you think? Did we make the right choice? Where are we, Russer?
It looks like the mountains are that way. The sun is that way. We must keep going that way. I think she did a good job.
Thank you, Russer. There's an inscription in the path?
No, there's just like some markings.
They're just path markers, like little blue triangles saying you're on the right path.
Like maintained, by the parks department. Just not often. No, it just looks like the same quality path as the one you were on before.
Then I have no opinion.
Okay.
Just going to keep heading north on this path.
I'm not tired. I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep today. That was a very exciting morning, so I'm down to keep going.
I don't sleep, so I can keep going.
You guys push on. As evening comes, you continue to push up the path, and you can see the mountains growing steadily larger in front of you as you continue down this path. And kind of at the foothills of these mountains, you do see a large stone arch in front of you.
Oh, well, weren't we looking for this?
I believe that's the front gate to the cemetery we're heading to.
That old man did say something about an arch. Are there any funny markings on this one? Look, there's that letter.
Yes, there is. Funny markings right there.
You go up and read the arch?
Yeah.
All right. Across the entirety of the arch is a poem. By day I'm nowhere, not a stone in sight, but moonlight wakes me in the dead of night. No living may pass through my silent gate unless they bring one bound to fate.
That was beautiful, Aurora. Did you just come up with that?
No, I didn't, and I'm a little perplexed. Does it seem like we're supposed to sacrifice someone?
It does sound like we're either supposed to bring a dead or damned with us. Truk, how you feeling today?
Do we each need something dead?
It sounded like whatever we're looking for we can't find during the day.
Yeah.
And then maybe the key will let us go in. Maybe that's the thing that binds us to get in there. I feel like, I wish I could remember what that guy said. I feel like he said something that he faithfully got a key or something like that.
Can I remember?
You can remember that. I don't know what Connor's talking about.
Oh, okay. Truk, I'm not sure that you're remembering that correctly.
That could have been one of the stories that my grandmother used to tell me, too.
As the moon rises behind you guys, suddenly past this gate, or past this archway, everything the moon is touching past it begins to be filled with mausoleums and gravestones and statues. And as the moon continues to rise, this graveyard just becomes larger and larger until it takes up pretty much all you can see in front of the mountains.
Maybe the key will let us get past without the second part.
We can try.
Aren't we all bound to fate?
I mean, yeah, that's kind of how it works.
I'm not touching any of those statues, guys.
It's a good idea. Do we just walk in? I have the key.
Is there... In the arch, did an actual, metal gate appear that we need to use the key in?
No.
Okay.
Is there just
open. Just open?
It's just open. There's no gate.
Is there a keyhole just in the stone arch somewhere?
Sadly, no. I'm not that creative.
Just poking every crevice.
I'm going to try and walk through the arch.
You walk up to it, and as you put your foot forward to move through, you are pretty much stopped, dead step.
Can I walk through?
As you walk up next to Russer, you go to put your foot through the archway, and it is like walking into a wall.
Okay, it's not the key that's the answer. I think we need dead stuff.
I'm just going to try and run through the arch.
Okay. You run, and you make it as far past the archway as both Russer and Aurora did, running into the wall.
But with a considerable crunching sound.
I'm not killing anything, but I think we need something dead.
Do we have anything that belonged to Fasten on us? I don't think so. I don't think there was anything left of him, right, guys? Just his boots, and I'm pretty sure we left those.
I don't have anything.
Aurora, How confident are you in your healing spells?
If it's a disease or a light wound, I could also bless you, which I don't really know what that means.
Well, why don't you bless us all?
Bless you.
Bless you too. What if we take out the key? Can we throw the key through the... I'm going to try and throw something that's not the key through the archway first. Some dry handful of dry tea.
You throw a handful of dried tea into the archway and it floats past the invisible wall.
Well, the tea makes it through.
Yes, but is it because
it's dead, dead
plant? Or because it's just...
not people.
Nothing.
I'm going to pull out the Sword of the Worthy. Can I cut through the invisible wall with that?
No. You stab at the wall and the tip of your sword gets turned upwards.
Oh, my. I then turn it a little bit and then, you know, straighten it back out.
I'm going to toss a rock through.
Okay. You toss a rock through and the rock goes through the archway and lands next to the T.
I want to try it with the key, but I don't think we should toss the key somewhere where we can't confidently retrieve it from.
Yeah, and I couldn't walk through with the key, so it didn't really help.
Did you have the key in your pocket, or did you have it, like, outstretched, like, oh, I'm looking for the keyhole here?
I will try it with my arm outstretched.
Okay, what are you doing?
I'm trying to go key first out through the gate.
Okay.
It doesn't work.
It's the invisible keyhole.
I know it's not going to work.
Pin the tail on the donkey.
I'm just appeasing Truck.
Okay, you do that, and as you hit the archway, your arm gets turned backwards. and the key do not go through. By the way, Bless gives them a +1 to all attack rolls for an hour.
Wait a minute. Wait. Can't we just go around the arch? Guys, look.
There's no gate on the sides.
As Truck enthusiastically runs around the archway, he runs into a solid wall, knocking him back.
That didn't work either, guys.
Well, Russer, Truck, maybe you want to go kill some frogs or something.
That's not what I was thinking.
Can you read me that poem one more time?
Yeah.
By day, I'm nowhere, not a stone in sight. But moonlight wakes me in the dead of night. No living may pass through my silent gate unless they bring one bound to fate.
So we need to bring...
a dead or dying person?
I really don't like the thought of giving one of us a mortal wound to see if that gets the three of us through.
Yeah, you should have said that before I used my only healing potion. I mean, we didn't know about the circumstance, but...
I also have a healing potion. An extra healing potion. We didn't pass anyone on the way here, and now that, you know, silly guy who's been following us
Jeff
has apparently stopped, what if we go in during the daytime and just stay there all night?
All day?
All day, yes. Until the night.
That was a thought, to wait for the moon to go behind the clouds or something and walk into the area, but I feel like we're not going to see it.
Maybe we put markers that we will see where the gate is. Is the gate there before we could see the cemetery? Or does the gate appear too?
The archway was there the whole time.
I mean, we have time. We're not in a rush. We could wait till tomorrow, do that, and try to sneak in, and then we don't maybe have to kill people or something.
Yeah, I don't know what else bound by fate could mean. I mean, we're bound together by...
I feel like it means something very specific.
Bound by fate to die, like someone who's poisoned?
Yeah, somebody who's poisoned, somebody who's not going to survive. So it's like a sacrifice.
Should we go back and get that old man?
He's old. You know, that was my second thought, besides digging up his niece.
Oh, right, yep. But then we still have to go all the way back there, so if we do go back, we just bring them both.
It'll only take us a day, because we won't stop at the...
We're back on the path.
At the lake.
What if we destroy the Stone Arch? Just going to start attacking it.
Is Jeff still around?
I don't know. We could just go back down the path a little bit ways and camp not far from the path, and maybe Jeff will show up. But I don't think he will.
Does anyone have poison?
Nah.
You have turn undead or something like that?
I have that, but that doesn't help. Just makes them run away from us.
It doesn't turn people undead.
No, you can't just use it on Russer over there.
Russell is a zombie now.
I only have two options, which are to stab somebody or to go back and get either the old man or his niece.
I still don't think it needs to be a person.
Okay. Then we go look to hunt some small game for dinner. Russer, come with me.
We should catch six. We have three dead, three that are planned for death, so we can make sure we cover the full spread on this on this riddle. Where are we going?
All right, you make a trap. I'm going to see if I can shoot something. Like a squirrel or a pheasant.
All right.
Yeah, sounds good.
Intelligence saving throw for Russer. Wisdom for Truck.
14.
12.
That beats both?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. You guys are successful at capturing six critters. What is the assortment that you get?
I got a badger and a squirrel.
Rabbit, couple squirrels, maybe a bird.
It's a turkey.
A whole fucking turkey.
A whole turkey.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we won't get into it. You sacrifice three, and you hold three alive. Everybody holding two, I'm going to guess.
One of each.
All right.
And we're going to send in a truck here first.
Mm-hmm. Truck, how much plucky optimism do you use to get through this gate?
All of it. I am just like, I got turkey that's dead in one hand and a squirming squirrel in the other. I'm like, all right, I'm ready. And I just proceed towards the archway.
Okay. You take one step into the archway before your head smokes this invisible wall. You hit the squirrel into the wall, too. It squeaks. Still alive. The turkey is also hitting the wall.
The turkey is also hitting the wall?
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, we just have to eat real well tonight because none of this worked.
Can we set the little animals free that we didn't kill? Oh. I set mine free.
Okay.
Far away from Russer.
All right. And you guys camp outside the cemetery?
Yes, I'm gonna start building a fire, making food, all that good stuff.
All right. You guys eat well, and the night is silent.
Figures Jeff doesn't want to mess around tonight.
Just going to stare at that cemetery all night. Well, until I go to bed. But
it shines in the moonlight, but not much else happens.
Exactly what I expected.
Can I read it and do a wisdom check? Because just because I'm stupid doesn't mean my character might be.
Sure.
It's a 16.
The more you look at it, the more you're led to believe that Russer is correct in his interpretation, that it probably does need to be a humanoid or a human that you bring through here.
Well, I don't know where to find a human right now without going all the way back. Unless one of us does want to get really injured.
I mean, I got a healing potion. Maybe that's part of the magic, is that once you go through, you're feeling better. That's something I would believe. Not super bright guy over here.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, Shrek.
Well, you know, that hermit was pretty smart. We could go back there and ask his advice and bring him and his niece along.
If it only took 2 months for him to figure out how to do this with an artifact, it can't be that hard.
2 years, not 2 months.
Sorry, 2 years. Still. Do you know how hard it was for him to find big print books so he could read them?
That took a year and a half alone. I don't know. Do we just hurt ourselves and try to walk through that way? I don't really want to walk back is my problem.
I understand. Who's feeling the worst?
I have 12 HP.
I have 13.
I have 12.
Okay. And you're the shortest, so you're the easiest hit in the head. What if you swallow the key? That might just poison you.
That's not what I had in mind.
We'll need to use the key sooner than that, though.
We should have brought a wooden thermos full of the water from that lake.
Oh, genius.
Just trying to judge how dead I need to be to walk through this, or to be dragged through this gate.
But the thing is, there's no dragging if we can't get through alive. Oh, but if we're with one.
Do we each need to be with?
Another. I mean, we are holding on to each of his hands, dragging him.
Okay. We're sharing him.
Mm-hmm. Too bad there's no funerals going on today.
Stab, stab, stab.
Oh, my God.
That's actually what I was going to do. I was going to pull out a knife and
stab
myself in the chest with it.
I don't actually stab anybody.
All right. I'll let you do as much damage as you want with your dagger.
I mean, I'm trying to do it in one fail swoop and get the heart and fucking either or, you know, above it to make it short if this isn't going to be reversible.
So you go to stab yourself in the heart. I just want to make sure I'm understanding.
I mean, as the DM, do we have any other option besides trekking back and...
I mean,
that's... Or kidnapping somebody that I feel like the lawful goods are not going to go with.
It's really up to you guys.
I don't know if you should stab yourself in the heart. Like, you know, you can be bleeding out and have a little bit of time. I could knock you out
I
first.
I could knock you out first.
And I know you're worried about the pain.
No, I'm going to inflict a mortal wound on myself somewhere in the torso.
He slices his belly open. Shows you his
testimony. Okay, out of your 12 HP, how much do you take?
How much is it going to take?
That's yet to be determined, my friend.
Well, we're going to go down in point ones of HP points. So you let me know when we hit. Fucking just roll for it. That says 3. So we'll start with 3, I guess.
You're down to 3? Or you take 3?
I take 3.
Okay. I'm
guessing that doesn't do it.
It does not.
Take another 3.
Okay. You are still kept out of this.
Take another 3.
You're feeling really pretty weak.
Yeah, I'm down to 3.
Yeah, stabbing yourself in. At this point, you hear the cemetery calling to you, but you can't pass through yet.
Go down to 1.
Same effect.
You take care of that dipshit. And I twist it one last time.
And that's where we're going to end this episode.
All
right. And we'll jump right back into it next time. But until then, we will
see you next Tuesday.
That's it for today's episode. We hope you've enjoyed listening as much as we've enjoyed playing. If you have, go run and tell all your friends so that we can turn as many people into Crit Cats as possible. Tales from the Crit is a Wolfbeard Games audio podcast, and if you like us, please subscribe and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts, and head on over to our Instagram page and our YouTube channel. Both of those are at Tales from the Crit Podcast. All right, bye-bye!
Name was Jeff. I'm 63, yeah.
I wasn't listening. What happened?
I'm upset.
You just told them that the acid water was already hot, so it was good to make tea with.
Russell's going to wake up as soon as the birds start chirping in the morning.
It's a very hot bird. And knocks you into the shit.
It knocks us into the shit.
Pooskers has been out there. I know. Bonk shooing away the entire time we've been playing.
There's a tiny spider on my paper.